Welcome to It's About Florida, a monthly discussion program tackling the key topics of interest in our state. I'm Lynn Hatter. Today, we're asking the question, how do you define awesome? Cities across Florida have spent the past year trying to answer that with citizen-led initiatives. And Florida's capital city has taken an approach targeting many of the social issues that have risen to the top of the news, like homelessness, food deserts, and police use of force. Today, we look at how Tallahassee is defining awesome and what that means for the rest of the state. That's ahead on It's About Florida. Years ago, a group of friends in Massachusetts had an idea. According to the Boston Globe, they used the MacArthur Foundation as a model. The MacArthur Genius Grant gives $500,000 to individuals to use however they choose. But for a group of folks just starting out, that's money they didn't have. So they took the MacArthur Genius Grant Award and shrunk it down to the micro level. And that's how the Awesome Foundation got started. Today, there are hundreds of chapters across the country and the globe, giving $1,000 a month to worthy ideas aimed at bettering local communities. There are 4 chapters in Florida, including Tallahassee. One of the most recent recipients of an Awesome Foundation grant is a high school student whose project reflects the social and racial turmoil between Black communities and law enforcement. Zanani D. Johnson is the student body president of Rickards High School. She wants to attend the University of West Florida and is currently researching attitudes of local communities toward law enforcement.
We saw a lot of issues arising in our community with how youth interact with citizens along with law enforcement. So we want to make a change and bring upon a difference. And so we contacted Noble. They came out to the school, and then from there it started.
That was last year. NOBLE stands for the National Organization of Black Law Enforcement Executives, and they spent the day at Rickards speaking with sophomores on topics like knowing your rights and what to do if you're pulled over. Zanani says it was mind-blowing for students to have a positive interaction with police.
The thing that was most noticeable was how open the kids were when receiving the information from the police officers in the way that they referenced them. They were no longer the popo or anything of that nature. They were, oh, that's the police officer. Hey, Mr. Officer, and things of that nature.
Tension between predominantly Black neighborhoods and police officers is not new. High-profile shootings of Black men by officers have dominated headlines for the past year. And here in Tallahassee, an increased police presence in predominantly Black neighborhoods has made some residents wary. But Zanani believes it doesn't have to be that way. To bridge the gap between communities and officers, Zanani wants to bring NOBLE to other schools.
One of the main focus points that we had was explaining to everybody how law enforcement feels when they are stopping somebody, because law enforcement, they feel a type of way too. It's both parties, but our key goal is to make sure that every individual knows their rights, and everybody knows that 99% of the cops are good. It's only that 1% that may not have the best interest for everybody, but that's how it is everywhere.
The money comes from the local chapter of the Awesome Foundation, an organization that gives money to community projects deemed awesome. Each Awesome Foundation has a board, a group of people willing to give about $100 a month or $1,200 a year to fund citizen-led programs. In Tallahassee, the board is led by some of the city's movers and shakers, from longtime businessmen and women to politicos. Joining us in the studio today is Kevin Kate, one of Tallahassee Awesome Foundation's board members. He also runs a communications firm. Well, Kevin Kate, thank you so much for joining us today on It's About Florida.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It's wonderful.
So you, in addition to many of the other things on your plate, you are also heading up the Awesome Foundation, the Tallahassee chapter of it here in the capital city. Talk a little bit about Awesome Foundation. What is it? What does it do?
Sure. This is one of those big ideas. And we, a group of us, including Chester Spellman, who's also the co-dean of the Tallahassee chapter, came across this idea and said, why not Tallahassee? And essentially what we do is we provide $1,000, no strings attached grants to people in the community who have awesome ideas. And we say that a lot. But it's true. I mean, we've come up with some wonderful ideas up straight through the community, not from a top-down perspective. And we're doing some really special things in this community that we're extraordinarily proud of.
How did this get started? There is a national awesome foundation. It's actually international. They've got chapters. I think they have about five here in Florida. But they also have chapters across the pond in other countries. What is the Awesome Foundation?
Well, it's not really much of anything other than a big idea. There is no corporate kind of structure, nonprofit structure. Here locally, we work with Tim Center to make sure that everything is in accordance and accounted for. But there's no kind of grand infrastructure to manage or tell us what we can and what we can't do. Essentially, the guidelines are if you're going to use the name and our website, you need to be giving $1,000 out a month to people with awesome ideas. What's awesome? That's for us to decide.
And you guys have awarded some really socially conscious projects. One of the things that I noticed on Awesome Tallahassee's website is you are really plugged into what is happening now. And I want to start with one of the more recent projects you did, which was Zanani Johnson. She is, I believe, a Rickards High School student, and she was one of the recent Awesome Foundation recipients, $1,000. And her program goes toward helping connect young Black students, young Black males to police and law enforcement. Why that project? Why now?
First off, she's one of the most impressive people we've ever met and I've ever met in my life. I mean, to be a high school senior and have accomplished so much at such a young age is just incredible. And makes me feel really bad about what I was doing as a senior in high school. But she had this idea. And what's great about this particular idea is the Teens and Sense program is that she had done it before. Mm-hmm. This is not something that just Teens in the Law. Excuse me. I don't know why I said Teens and Sense. Teens in the Law program. She had done it before and it was a hit. And the reactions that she got among her peers was extremely positive. The reaction she got from law enforcement was extremely positive. But it was something that could be built out even further. And she came to us. And again, this is not something where – you know, Awesome Tallahassee does not say what kind of ideas we want to hear. The best part and the best thing that's happened with this particular chapter is the ideas that have come from regular everyday people are solutions to problems in this community that are viable, and they don't take much more than a little bit of encouragement and a very little amount of money to move it forward. And this particular program, you know, it thanks to the coverage of you and the Tallahassee Democrat and other media outlets in this community, has become a popular solution to what we see, what we've seen as a little bit of a problem when it comes to parts of the communities and their interactions with law enforcement.
How do you guys go about deciding, you know, what project at the right time? I've seen projects in other areas of the state that, while they're notable, they don't seem to be as communally resonant as some of the things that you guys are targeting. And I mean that by saying, you know, a move toward urban gardening in food deserts, a push toward housing people who are homeless but have jobs. That was one of the more – also another recent program. Is it a conscious effort or is it just something that kind of comes together?
Well, I will tell you the hardest part about being on the selection committee, and we've got great people on there. I mean, Steve Schell, Aaron Van Sickle, Chester Spellman, who's one of the co-deans, and John Costello, all these just absolutely impressive individuals. These people are coming to us, the community is coming to us with ideas that are better than anything if we sat on some sort of grand panel together and said, what kind of ideas can we come up with? They're coming up with better ideas than what we're doing. The hardest part about what we do and why we make Chester do it, because he's so much nicer than everybody else, is telling the other folks that don't receive the funds that they're not going to receive the funds, because there are some phenomenal ideas and we try to do everything we can. You know, when we let down generally we have three finalists that come present before us. When we let down the other two, we generally find a way to connect some mentors and some of the people, like if there's a restaurant idea, Adam Corey, who's on our board, helps them out. If there's a business thing, Ryan helps. You know, there's all kinds of different attributes that we bring to it. But we're just there to try to make these ideas a reality. We're not coming up with the ideas. And Tallahassee is just such a special place. I mean, you have people coming up with worthwhile ideas that we all sit in there and say, well, maybe we can just go raise another $1,000 to give it. But we have to, for the integrity of the process, we do have to abide by it's $1,000 a month, no strings attached, and go do something good with it. And the other thing I'll mention, just because when we first started and we're first talking about it, it's like, so we're giving somebody $1,000 and there's folks with some nonprofit and grant history on our board. It's like, how are we going to follow up with them? But it's like the onus by just handing them that check, the onus is on them. And it's like I remember I grew up in a Methodist family, and I remember sometimes the preacher would give out, you know, $10 or whatever it was and say, go multiply and do good things with this. So, you know, there's maybe one schmuck in the back that pockets it and says, thanks for the 10 bucks. But that person's going to feel that the rest of their life.
They're going to be guilty.
Right, right. So we haven't had – I mean, all of our grantees have been – very successful and are all on pace to do much more than we even envisioned when we handed them that $1,000. And that's like the ripple effect that you're having. And when people are listening to WFSU and they hear about this program and they can go to, you know, awesomefoundation.com and find these opportunities to present ideas, it just keeps getting better. It's like the community's not running out of these phenomenal ideas. And again, just Tallahassee is just a special place. And we've had you know, every walk of life. I mean, we had this veteran mural at the VFW, which was extremely moving. And you know, when these folks walk out, I mean, it's like we're on the verge of tears sometimes about how worthwhile these programs are. One that didn't get picked just from last week, a way to cut down on some of the waste in Tallahassee. It's like these are phenomenal people doing phenomenal things. And we unfortunately have to let some of them down, but we do try to make sure that there's an avenue to continue pursuing that idea and hope that the community steps up as well.
Why is it important? Why do you feel like it is important to have sort of a bottom-up approach? I look at the issue, take for example homelessness. This community has been doing a lot of work in that issue. We're on track to kind of be at effective zero. You can never have truly nothing, but very close to having most homeless vets housed in 2016. That has been kind of a very top-down, government-led initiative. But there are gaps in it still. And I think that that last project, which is, I think, Unhoused Humanity, right, kind of highlights that. So where do you see kind of the gaps between what government can do, really, and what people can do?
Yeah, we have a lot of folks with government experience and lobbyists and people who actually work in government and education sectors and all these kind of places where there are government solutions. And we're not here to say that the government's not doing a good job. That's not what we're doing. But there are places where the community can come together, and it's whether it's through a charity like this, through a community organization, through a religious organization. There are ways that the community can make a real difference with not the overhead that's needed for some of those bigger budget items. And this Unhoused Humanity with Ramon, I mean, this is an idea that it will break your heart when you're learning about the individuals who are doing everything they can to make their own lives better and their families' lives better and are working. These aren't individuals that are sitting on a couch or trying to ask for a handout. These are individuals who are doing everything right to get back on track. Something's gone wrong, whether it's their fault or not. Something's gone wrong in their life, and they're trying to get back on track, and there just wasn't a place for them to get that 1 month ahead. They just need the security deposit and 1 month rent. And that doesn't sound a lot to a lot of people, and maybe people listen to this and say, well, what's $1,000 going to do? But the transformational change that can make in somebody's life, and I don't care if it's 20 years from now or 30 years from now, that person's going to look back, and it's and I don't mean to get emotional about it, but it is like just the power of those stories. And that's what we're trying to do. On every single project, there are powerful stories of whether it's the law enforcement, whether it's veterans, whether it's the food. I mean, bringing quality food and just the knowledge that comes along with being a part of a community where you can grow fruits and vegetables and revitalize an area where there might not have been that much opportunity, and the lessons you learn from that. I mean, I remember when I was growing up, I wanted to be like a baseball player, you know, whatever. Everybody dreams of being something huge. And it's not when you get older and you kind of have your own kids and do your own kind of thing, you realize that your parents and your coaches weren't teaching you to be a professional baseball player. They were teaching you how to be a person and how to do those things. And all of these particular programs have that in common, that it's not about teaching somebody to grow a pepper or a pumpkin or whatever it may be. It's about teaching community and teaching leadership. And we hope that that continues in Tallahassee for years and years and years.
What can $1,000 do? And I'm going to ask you, you posed that question. I'm going to throw it right back at you. What can $1,000 really do?
What it does for what's been amazing is that $1,000, whether it funds a whole program or whether it pushes somebody forward a little bit, it comes with an endorsement of the community, some community leaders. I mean, Mayor Gillum, who's phenomenal mayor in Tallahassee, is very supportive. Alan Williams, other folks who've reached out and said thank you for doing what you're doing, kind of behind the scenes. And they're not meddling in what we're doing. These individuals see the value of it and understand that $1,000 isn't $1,000. It's about having the validation that what you're doing is going to make a difference in this community. And when those three different organizations that pop up at the end and present and are awarded, you know, it's not Shark Tank, right? There's no Kevin O'Leary there yelling at people or Simon Cowell on American Idol. It is a they meet each other, and all three groups always have great ideas. And we always feel bad because two don't get the $1,000, but they're all talking to each other going, oh, of course, because this is such a good idea. But that $1,000, when they walk out of that room, they understand that their idea is valid, that they have the backing of some phenomenal people on this from this group who have individual talents and can go out in the community and say, we've been funded and we have the backing of awesome Tallahassee. And then they carry forward on their own with a little bit of help. And they've just, again, they've exceeded all expectations. It's incredible.
Here you have Tallahassee's political class turning around and saying, here is something we want to do to sort of give back. I mean, there is that kind of element that a lot of people would be like, well, the politicos, really?
Well, we're not all.
Not all of you, but a lot of you are.
Well, the thing is John Costello was one of Rick Scott's campaign guys, phenomenal lobbyist in town. Steve Shale, of course, is a Democrat, worked for Obama as a lobbyist in town now. And I come from that side. And then there's other – Chester Spellman is a Rick Scott appointee. I mean, he's the chairperson or he's in charge of Volunteer Florida. Aaron Van Sickle mm-hmm. was on the other side of the Obama campaign when I was a spokesperson here in Tallahassee for Obama.
It's very bipartisan.
Yes.
You've got a bipartisan group here.
So what I'm trying to say is it's not like – I don't think any of us come to it whether – now, let's be honest. There are a few Donald Trump jokes that I'm sure will happen at any gathering, current gathering. But other than that, we don't really talk about politics. It's really about the individuals there and being very respectful to it. So I don't think – the reason that the individuals that were invited weren't invited, they didn't have anything to do with what their political kind of orientation is. We were all just really interested in a good idea, which and again, and Chester and Aaron deserve a lot of credit for pulling it all together.
So are they the ones who brought it to Tallahassee?
The original idea, this is – I'll tell you because I initially tried to do it and I failed. I couldn't get enough people. I guess I wasn't important enough to be asking people to donate $1,200 a year to an organization. I tried to get it started, and Aaron Van Sickle, who is a phenomenal public relations and kind of institution of Tallahassee charity and good things – she remembered, and Chester brought it up to her because he had heard about the idea. And so about a year after I had tried to get it started, Chester and Aaron put in all the legwork to make it happen. And then once you ask one person, they have another great person to ask, and it kind of cascades from there. So we've put together a solid board, and Chester and Aaron probably deserve most of the credit for actually pulling it together. But again, it was just an idea where And it would be great for more of them to pop up. I mean, it's not like we have some sort of monopoly on giving away money, but it's something where we could all do it. We could all chip in to do something awesome in Tallahassee.
What has been your favorite awesome project? You guys have been around now for about, what, a year?
Mm-hmm.
About a year. You're a year old. So you've had about 12 projects that have been funded. What has been your favorite one and one that you feel has been sort of the most meaningful? I am going to ask to pick a favorite.
I like them all. I mean, they're just
oh, that's such the easy answer.
No, God. Let me I mean, they're all phenomenal. I actually – there's some ideas that pop up that don't get picked, that which I really like. I mean, there was an idea from Stephanie Shoemate, who now works with me, so we couldn't award a grant if we wanted to. But originally, she had applied, and it was a kind of a pass on something nice and this kind of community pull together idea where you – do something nice for someone, you take a picture of it, and you move on to the next person, and it kind of cascades from there. But and that one didn't get picked. But the ones that really touch you are the people that come in with compelling stories and compelling reasons why. And I mean the veteran with the veteran mural, I mean that guy got to me about wanting future generations to know about the sacrifices that him and his friends and colleagues in the military made. That was extremely touching. The stories about overcoming adversity, whether it's the homeless charity or other projects, those are very compelling. But it's like, again, it's so – that's why we make Chester do it. It's so hard to tell anybody no because you know if they had the opportunity, they'd be just as great as the other organizations. So that's an unfair question.
It may have been unfair, but I had to ask it. How do you think the Awesome Foundation has changed the capital city since it's been here?
What I hope it's done is giving credence to the idea that you don't have to have $1 million to make a difference, that – if you have an idea – and there's some folks – listen, there's some folks that have come up to us and said we didn't apply for a grant because we realized we didn't even need that $1,000 to get started. We could start on our own. We could start with the resources that we have. We can cobble things together and make a real difference. And that is – that's the big idea. I mean the big idea is that this community – and again, I can't say enough because we and listen, I work in public relations, so I know you're supposed to take credit for stuff. We can take absolutely no credit for the ideas that have come through Awesome Tallahassee and the phenomenal things that they're doing. We – and that's why your coverage has been so valuable because you've talked to these individuals and not us is because what they're doing in their community tells somebody else in that community – well, think about the Rickards High School example. I mean – if you saw your friend accomplishing all those things and bringing such a great program and a much needed and addressing a need and giving you new information that you didn't know, that may not change you that day. But when you're thinking about that weeks later or months later or an interaction happens and you're able to help somebody, that's the whole pay it – I'm not Oprah Winfrey, but that's the whole pay it forward kind of mentality. And they – I'm glad I made that clarification. I'm not Oprah. I don't know if you were confused while I was sitting
I wasn't
here.
Confused. I got the money.
But they – you know, it's just a ripple effect and it's just wonderful to watch what they're doing and how it makes a difference in their community and the way that – you know, some of these are fathers and mothers, the way their children look at them when they see what they're doing in the community. Just a wonderful thing to be a part of.
Where do you want the foundation to be a year from now, 5 years from now? You know, will it still be here? Will it keep going?
Well, I hope so. I hope so. I mean, we have a great group of individuals, and we've added some new folks over the course of the first year. And what I hope first and foremost is that the people that we've helped so far continue to do great things, and I'm sure they will. So that's not a deep concern, but what I hope is the community still sees the value of stepping forward and saying, I can make the difference. You know, it's the whole like, you know, if there's somebody getting hurt in a whole crowd of people, you know, who's going to be the person that steps up? And we're here to say that it's you. You know, this is the power of your idea. And what I hope is whether we're here or not, people understand from all of the great things that have been accomplished by the people that have already been awarded grants and will continue to be awarded grants is that they can do it too. And Tallahassee is a special, highly motivated community once you get an idea in place. I mean, look at what Andrew Gillum is doing with this mentorship program. That's an example of – that has nothing to do with Austin, Tallahassee. The 100 mentorship – I forget what he's calling it. But those are all individuals that are stepping forward. I was at a function at Adam Corey's restaurant last night, the Edison, and he had invited and Mayor Gillum had invited some of those mentors there. And he recognized those individuals and said, raise your hand. And when you look around the room and everybody's got busy lives – when you see those people raise their hand and say that I step forward to do this and see how proud they are of what they've done and what they've learned from being mentors, it's not about, you know, it's not about them. That's the kind of thing. We want enough people to be raising their hand, whether it's in Austin, Tallahassee, or whether it's through the Andrew Gillum's mentorship program or some other you know, religious or nonprofit kind of organization. We want those people to be raising their hands and from what we can tell, and again, we're optimistic, but people in Tallahassee are raising their hands all over this community and they're raising their hands with solutions to the problems that they see every day that are in front of them that don't need a grand parade of government to fix.
You know, $1,200, 12 people, is there room for more? Can you guys add people to the board? Does it switch? Does it rotate?
There's no hard and fast rule. I mean, if we get an outpouring of interest in there and there's long-term commitments that are willing to be made, we'd certainly be open to anyone with a charitable heart and who share our mission of making Tallahassee awesome.
And how do you start an awesome foundation?
You be friends with Chester so he does all the hard work. No, it's not difficult if you just Google Awesome Foundation. They have the ability to – you have the ability to start chapters all over the place. It's literally one phone call. They just make sure you're not some creeper and you are willing to do the right thing and you put together a board and they do all the back end kind of website stuff for you. So there's no real work involved other than collecting the membership and collecting the money and then – starting to throw out money.
What do you want the takeaway from this to be? What should people know? You know, if you had one thing to tell them, what do you say?
Thank you. I think we're very grateful for the individuals that have submitted ideas, but also the individuals who have supported those folks. I mean, sometimes when they come, like the Unhoused Humanity, Ramon wasn't even there. You know, it was one of his friends that came and stood in his place who's been working with him because he had Ramon had another commitment. So the individuals that have been supportive of these folks personally, the people who have been supportive of them in the community, and the people who have worked with them on their projects, I mean, that's where the gratitude lies. And again, we're not a board where we want to take credit for anything. It is all about these good ideas and handing it over and saying, we trust you. We believe in you. This idea is awesome as you think it is and go out and do good things. So we're just very grateful that people have stepped up to the plate and we hope they continue to step up to the plate.
Well, Kevin, Kate, thank you so much for joining me today here on It's About Florida.
Thank you. Thank you for everything you're doing to get the word about out about awesome Tallahassee.
Thanks to Kevin, Kate. You've been listening to It's About Florida, a production of WFSU-FM. I'm Lynn Hatter, and Taylor Cox provides technical assistance. Please join us again next month for more discussion on the issues impacting our state.